Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio and the Productive Play Show. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs dabble in business. You know, we're smart, savvy businesswomen finding a balance and building those businesses and raising our families. And you know, it's Wednesday and we have our rotating show platform, and today is the Productive Play Show. And Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sungar, who are the mother-daughter tag team that are the hosts of Productive Play and the co-creators of ifnotyouwho.org, which is a free website that makes sure your children are ready for kindergarten. And there's over 300 different activities that you can do for free, most of which use things from home to make sure that your child is prepared for kindergarten. And it's amazing that more than half of the children who are age ready for kindergarten are actually not ready to go. And it causes a lifelong issue when it comes to school and learning. And it's amazing how those early years are so important and everything that goes in with them. And today, we are here with part two of the theme, Teaching Thankfulness. And Debbie and Alyssa are going to review the first four ideas that they shared last month in helping teach your child to become grateful. And then they're going to share another three important ideas that help adults instill thankfulness in their kids. And recent studies have stated that gratitude has the ability to improve a child's grades, allow teenagers to have a more positive outlook on life. It improves overall health, improves relationships, and creates a deeper friendships. And these are just a few of the benefits that are listed in these studies. And we really hope that you enjoy listening and discovering some ways to teach your child to look through thankful. And speaking of thankful, I want to say thanks to our sponsors today, Cass Winters, who is the founder of EverythingFamily.net and the host of the Sneaky Mom Show every first Wednesday of the month. And I want us to hear a little bit from Cass before we start our show today.
Mom, do you need resources to help your family thrive? I'm Cass Winters, the mother of Family Ideas and owner of EverythingFamily.net. In addition to hundreds of free and easy ideas for families, including articles by experts, browse through pages featuring hundreds of books for babies through grandparents, find illustrated children's stories, adventures for teens, activities for kids of all ages, and books for family celebrations. Discover parenting ideas and books with answers for challenging times. Our assortment covers most genres, from fiction, biographies, and romance to mysteries, sci-fi, poetry, and more. If you're searching for a perfect gift, our artisans and crafters create delightful one-of-a-kind items. Want a personalized touch? We can personalize t-shirts, teddy bears, and much, much more with a name or photograph. Families are incredible, and I invite you to join ours. Visit my website at www.everythingfamily.net, and you will feel right at home.
And I want to say hello to our other sponsor today, Safety Bags, LLC. Safety Bags has launched a new division. It's called stadiumbags.com, and these bags meet the see-through bag requirements for both professional and college sports. They offer a three-year warranty because they're that good. And we all know that cheap is expensive, so you want to buy a bag that will stand up season after season. These bags are ergonomically designed, fabric reinforced with double zippered compartments and extra padded straps, and they're constructed in the thickest materials available. The Clear Mini Backpack and the Clear Mini Messenger Bag have features that are unique to safety bags. For fantasy football fans, there's a zippered outer sleeve that lets you bring your smart device with you, and you can track your teams and use them without taking them out of your bag. And we may be tomboys at heart, but when you need to be discreet, there is an inside sleeve that offers you privacy within a transparent bag. So you can go to safetybagsllc.com and get your clear bag and or backpack for the sports lover in your life. So now that we've gotten our thankful time out of the way, I want to get to Debbie and Alyssa today for productive play. So I hope that you will enjoy part two of Teaching Thankfulness.
Thanks, Dory. We are so glad that you have taken the time to join us today and hope that you hear something here on Productive Play that you're excited about and want to share with your family and friends. You know, my name is Debbie Dutton, and yes, this is the holiday season. You know, lots of things are going on in everyone's lives, so let's get started. Our show today on Productive Play is a continuation of last month's theme of teaching a child the character trait of being thankful. Alyssa Sungar, the co-creator of our website, ifnotyouwho.org, is with us today also. Welcome, Alyssa.
Thanks, Debbie. I agree, it is a busy time of year. But busyness is not necessarily bad. The busyness that comes from activities that form memories and bonds with family and friends can actually be very productive.
You know, yes, the busyness of the holiday season that brings concerts to attend because your cousins are singing, or a family date of walking through the snow after dinner, or making a gift to share. You know, those are experiences that help children grow.
Absolutely.
You know, and our reason for developing the website, ifnotyouwho.org, and sharing ideas on this show, Productive Play, is because a child who begins kindergarten on grade level has a greater likelihood of graduating from high school and having a successful school experience. So we're going to share some experiences so your child can feel success.
On last month's show, we shared 4 of our 7 activities that teach and show thankfulness. Remember, you know, children can be self-centered naturally, so we actually must make a conscious effort to instill this trait of thankfulness or gratitude in children at a young age.
You know, so to review from last month's Productive Play show, and you can hear that on the website again if you missed it, the first activity was to role model thankfulness. You know, and really, this should be the most obvious because our children watch us as adults, each and every move we make. So when we're engaging in a thankful behavior, just make sure your child is aware or understands why you are doing such behavior.
For example, if your friend babysat your child while you had an appointment, make them some cookies to say thank you for their time. Have your child help you with the cookies and talk about why that was such a nice thing for your friend to do for you.
You know, our second activity we mentioned was to make a thankful list. And we shared a number of ways to make this thankful list. The easiest is to have a child dictate to an adult what they are thankful for at the end of each day and write it down. You know, you can create a thankfulness journal that keeps each day's list of what they were grateful for, or just grab a sheet of paper and keep it on the table for everyone to review the next morning at breakfast.
You could also write what a child or all the family members are thankful for on post-it notes and stick it to bathroom mirrors, windows, or even your bedroom door. This is always fun and keeps the thought of thankfulness in a very visual way.
You know, another idea that we shared was to create a thankfulness paper chain using construction paper. And what you would do would write something you or your child is thankful for on each piece of paper and then link it together by stapling or gluing strips together and continue linking the circles together to make a chain.
Remember that gluing and using a stapler are simple ways to build hand-eye coordination that's also necessary for writing skills.
You know, we also like to count how many links we'll make.
Absolutely.
You know, so if you make 10 thankful links or 20 thankful links, you can include some counting skills.
And those chains do make a great homemade holiday decoration for this month.
Yeah, we put them on the tree or hang them by the fireplace, whatever. So the third activity we talked about last month was to write thank you notes. And, you know, and just sitting down with a young child with paper and crayons to create a picture to give, to say thank you, you know, that's going to lead to an older child naturally knowing to write a thank you note for not only material gifts, but for acts of kindness too.
A great rainy day project, or snowy day, like we're having here in Denver,
yes,
is to have a child draw or scribble pictures on one side of a blank 4x6 or 5x7 index card. And you can use these to make thank you postcards. An adult can write on the other side a thank you message to the receiver. Just draw a line down the middle of the back of the card and use one side for the message and the other side for the address and stamp. By having these cards ready to go, it's easy and quick to send a homemade thank you.
Yes. In our final activity from last month, in encouraging the trait of gratitude, was to participate in a service project. You know, participating in an event with your whole family to help someone else makes you thankful for what you have. You know, perhaps like something like a canned food drive is happening at your church or your school.
Here in Denver, volunteering in food banks, soup kitchens, providing supplies for homeless shelters, checking in on a senior citizen, helping at an animal shelter are just some of the opportunities that we have. You know, you can go to volunteermatch.org, type in your city, and you can find ways to volunteer right where you are.
You know, and for young children, we suggested filling and decorating a shoebox of needed items for a child that they can help them become aware that not all children have toys and food or clothes. And shopping and packing the box while chatting about how grateful we are to be able to share with others helps a child to feel like, you know, he actually is contributing. So check out the website SamaritansPurse.org or Military Moms Prayer Group Thank You Package for more information.
And we'll have all of these websites again up on our recap that we have on both our website and the Word of Mom website. They are currently also up on last month's Productive Play recaps. So now, today, we're going to begin with the new activities, with our fifth activity to instill thankfulness in a child. Allow a child to contribute to maintain a happy and healthy home environment. Use age-appropriate tasks, like feeding a pet, emptying the garbage, taking dishes to the sink after meals, sweeping the floor, and other jobs help a child realize how much effort it takes to actually keep a house running.
You're laughing because sometimes
we know how hard that is.
We don't realize until we're the adults and they're actually doing all the work, and that's something we can teach our children. You know, a clean house with food to eat at dinner time and clean clothes to wear, you know, it just doesn't just happen. It takes work. And by a child making valuable contributions to the home, they become aware and thankful for the contributions others make to the household.
Lots of families decorate their house for the holidays. You can encourage a child to become a worker elf at home so they can appreciate the extra efforts being made to celebrate the holidays. Including children in making their home a healthy home all year with the cleaning, putting away toys, making up the bed, instills the habit of being respectful and thankful for their home.
The sixth idea we will mention is to instill the thankfulness trait is to donate to organizations. You know, old toys in good shape can be a source of joy to someone else, and outgrown clothing can be used by another family. Allowing your child to select a toy or an outfit from their closet to share with others is another way for you to share how thankful we are that our family has clothes and toys.
I just saw a commercial on TV, and you know, I don't even know what it was for or who sponsored it, but it asked children if they were given money to buy a toy, would they buy it for themselves, or would they buy it and give it to a child who has few or no toys? And the ad shared that most children would give to another child who had limited toys, which was just a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, you have to explain in an age-appropriate way that there are people who do not have toys, clothes or food for numerous reasons. You know, perhaps they're sick and they can't work, or they even live in an area of the world where there's no water to grow food and so on. And let your child be aware of some of the issues that can confront other families and why there's hardships.
Mm-hmm. So whether your family donates once a week or once a year, there are many organizations that keep your old toys or clothes. You're keeping a special box in the closet for children to place their clothes or toys to donate reminds them of others not so fortunate and what they can be thankful for. Try to take your child with you when you drop off the donations to actually see what happens to their old favorite outfits and toys.
You know, I really like the idea of keeping a special box in the closet, you know, whether it's labeled or decorated or whatever, because sometimes you'll just find that a child will all of a sudden on his own put in a toy to donate. And he's just thinking, okay, maybe this is a good idea. So you're not even prompting them all the time. But the box is there and they know what it's for.
It also makes it easier on the parents. Then it's not a bigger project once or twice a year. It's kind of a smaller project that's always happening.
Right. Because children forget. So if you're, if you go to that donation place once a month, they're going to recall doing it more often than just the once a year.
Absolutely.
And then our seventh and our final suggestion is to always say thank you at the table before a meal. You know, whether it's a faith-based prayer or a secular recognition, children need help in learning gratitude toward what nourishes their bodies. You know, being healthy is something we are all thankful for, and eating the right food contributes to a healthy, growing body.
Here's an example of just a simple grace or thank you you can say before meals that is easily can be memorized. Thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you for everything.
Right. That's a fun one and an easy one to memorize. And just to recognize the thankfulness of being able to have food on your table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then each month on Productive Play, we share three books or songs that go along with the topic of the show. So here is our first book about thankfulness.
How Full Is Your Bucket? Four Kids by Tom Rath. It follows the idea of the book, Have You Filled a Bucket Today? By Carol McLeod. They both illustrate that the way we relate to others has an effect on our lives. The book by Tom Rath focuses on a boy named Felix and shares what happens to his bucket during the course of the day.
Now, either one of those two books is really good. For a younger child, I like the one by Tom Rath, How Full Is Your Bucket? And then when
for
I
kids.
Say for kids... Right. How Full Is Your Bucket for Kids? I'm sorry. And How Have You Filled a Bucket Today? You know, even adults can read this book and we can learn a thing or two. You know, our second book is The Blessings Jar, a story about being thankful, and it's written by a Colleen Cable. You know, this is actually a Christian story that celebrates the bond between grandparents and grandchildren. You've got little punky Grace, who is having an icky, awful morning when a friend is unable to come play, and her granny has an idea. So she presents Punky with a mason jar, which is just the quart glass jars, that she calls the blessings jar.
And this is an idea you can easily duplicate at home as you fill the jar with items that you are blessed and you have in your life. Perhaps an acorn or a seashell from a walk, or a yogurt lid from a favorite flavor that a child had at breakfast, or a title of a book written on a slip of paper that was read during the day. All of these types of things could be put in a blessing jar.
And, you know, that blessings jar you could empty daily or you could empty at the end of the week. Just let your child put in as many things as they feel that they're blessed with, you know. So it's an easy thing to remember. And then our final book is called Bear Says Thanks, and it's by Karma Wilson. And it's part of the whole The Bear series of books, and it's about Bear and his forest friends. And this story is told with rhymes, which I like, and the illustrations are really quite detailed, and they help to tell the story. So when you're using it with your child, you know, make sure you point out the illustrations and talk about them. And in the story, Bear thanks his friends for their generosity. And this is a story about friendship. And it's a fun one to read to ages 3 and up to remind us of the need to be thankful.
And children under 3 will also love this one. I just got this book for my son, who's 20 months. I got it for him for Thanksgiving, and he is loving it. So ages 3 and under will also, I think, enjoy the illustrations and some of the rhyming. But I have to mention the song, Thanks a Lot, from the Baby Beluga by Raffi album. It's been a favorite for a generation as he sings, Thanks a Lot for the sun, cloud, wind, bird, and so on, which encourages our little ones to look at the world with thankful eyes.
It's such a simple song, and mm-hmm. it's just a great song for our kids to listen to. You know, it's a good thing to make lists of what we are thankful for, and as we want to review the 7 ways to teach our thankfulness, so we'll just make a quick list of that again. We talked about the first way was to role model thankfulness, helping others and being generous, and that is such an important trait that adults need, and we need reminders sometimes ourselves to be thankful.
Mm-hmm. Number 2 was saying and writing something that you are thankful for each day. And this is what we can do. We can do that on Post-it notes, to the paper chain, or making the list.
Right. And going back to the Post-it notes, it's kind of fun when you fill up a whole window with Post-it mm-hmm. notes of everything that you've been thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about making and writing thank you cards. And we even have, Alyssa mentioned Declan at 22 months. Well, he's making thank you cards for his teachers. And, yes, we did the printing, but he sure did the scribbling.
He colored it in.
And so kids are never too young. And then, of course, as they get older, they're learning the skills of writing with a pencil and spelling the words and acknowledging that they need to be thankful.
Mm-hmm. The 4th way that we can show and teach thankfulness is to engage in a service project. And like we mentioned, there'll be some websites up on the recap where you can find service projects or donation places right in your own hometown.
You know, and I'm even thinking today we've got 9 inches of snow here in Denver. And, you know, a service project might be just going out and helping your neighbor shovel. I mean, it doesn't have to be that organized, or, you know, the roads are icy and slippery, and by tomorrow hopefully everybody can get to the store. But just to be aware of your neighbors, you know, make that service project. It can just be right here in your neighborhood or next door.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just encourage your child to be doing something. And then we want to teach our child ways to contribute to maintaining a happy and healthy home environment. We have to teach our children to be so grateful for where they are, where their home is. And sometimes they just they don't understand the work that's involved. So when you get your children involved, we think that's a very important way to teach thankfulness is to be part of it in the home by keeping it clean and keeping it healthy, by eating good foods and being aware of those things.
Mm-hmm. And usually children want to help out around the house once you start showing and setting an example and asking them to help. Most of them want to help, and it's fun.
Yes, I think adults discourage sometimes as the children get.
It's not always fun for us.
Right, it's like we want to do it ourselves, but we really have to let those children learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, the 6th way to teach thankfulness is to donate gently used books, toys, or clothes to your local organizations. And we talked about, you know, just kind of keeping a box out or tucked away in your child's closet so that they can put in toys and clothes as they want to donate or they no longer need.
Right. And then the final thing we said was to let our child always say thank you at the table before meals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and however your family and however they do it in a Christian way or whatever your religion is or just in a secular way, to acknowledge that our food is being placed in front of us and mm-hmm. it is healthy. So good. So, you know, time is getting up for this edition of Productive Play, and we really hope our listeners have taken to heart the importance of learning to be thankful. And as always, thank you, Alyssa, for co-hosting with me this month.
It's always so fun chatting with you, and we are so thankful to have listeners who care deeply about preschoolers. So Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of you.
You know, and there is a recap of this month's Productive Play show both on the Word of Mom Radio and on the If Not You Who websites. And there you're going to find the 7 ways to teach thankfulness that we shared with you today and last month. And we do appreciate you spending time with us, but really more importantly, the child in your life thanks you. So we hope you have a safe and happy holiday season. Back to you, Dory.
Thanks, guys. I actually was on mute. You know, you got to love technology. I didn't want to have any noise interrupting the ways that Debbie and Alyssa were sharing to teach thankfulness. And you know, it's funny because, you know, they seem so common sense, but very often in this busy world that we live in, common courtesy is the first thing that winds up not happening because we're so busy and running and everything else. And sometimes as parents, we forget that our children look to us first to see what we do and how we react. And thank you, please and thank you are just two very important words. It's so funny. I have a friend, Marianne, who always says that whenever she asks you to do anything, she'll go, you know, please and thank you. Can you do this? I used to laugh, but now it just always makes me, you know, smile when she does it. And I do hope that you will go over to ifnotyouwho.org and check out all of the wonderful ways that you can help make sure that the children in your life are ready for kindergarten. And please make sure that you stop by everythingfamily.net and see what everything that Cass is having to share with all of you. And again, if you're looking for last minute Christmas gifts, you can go to safetybagsllc.com or stadiumbags.com and get a clear bag or backpack for the sports lover in your life. If you've got avid readers, definitely go to everythingfamily.net and take a listen. Take a look at some of the great things that Cass has there for sale. And I just want to thank Debbie and Alyssa again. This is our last productive play for 2015. And a little housekeeping. Tomorrow is our last live show of the year. And I'm sharing Nicole Lester, who has one-of-a-kind, absolutely fabulous items on her Para Quilting store on Etsy. And, oh, my gosh, she really has beautiful things. And they're, again, one-of-a-kind designs. You know how much I love mom-made products. And so it's just always so much fun each week to be able to share some of the amazing women that I have met on this social media journey. So for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. We so appreciate you listening and sharing us. And Merry Christmas, everybody.